When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. So I'm back in the car because I'm feeling pretty good about using my phone to do my production, and because I had a really busy day today. But why am I feeling so good about using my phone for production? Because I did what I consider to be a very successful streaming test of the Justin TV app for my iPhone. Yes, it's going to be another talking about streaming and apps on the phone, but I'm going to back out and talk about philosophical stuff, not talk about technological stuff. Because you can go back an episode or so to hear me talk about the different streaming apps and the pros and cons of each. But I had a test where I, you know, just turned on the camera for 58 minutes or so, and not a single crash. And I don't know if something got set right with the app or if my network was just in better condition today in the office. But either way, it was great. And I'm super excited about it. And why am I excited? Well, this ties into A Comics Are Great that I recorded recently with Ryan Estrada of RyanEstrada.com. 1 month animated feature .tumblr.com. That's what we were talking about extensively on the episode. It's at comicsaregreat.com. It's, I think, episode nine of the podcast. I'm almost to double digits. And in there, we talked about a blog post by Jake Parker, the creator of Missile Mouse. The blog post is at agent44.com. And it's linked in the show notes at the Comics Are Great podcast site. And we were talking, one of the things that Jake Parker said that I thought was a perfect mirroring of what Ryan Estrada was doing and why I want to stream my workday more often, is he said that the flint and steel of creativity are constraints and accountability. Now, I've talked in the past about limitations breeding creativity. I've talked a lot about it. But just to refresh, as a refresher point, it's my opinion, and other cartoonists agree with me on this, that the more limitations you put on a project, the more you're going to find yourself generating creative ideas. For instance, if I say to you, tell me a story, you have to think about it for a second. Okay, what story am I going to tell? Am I going to make up something new? Am I going to tell you something about that happened to me? Am I going to tell you the story about what happened to somebody else? But if I were to say to you, tell me a story about your 12th birthday and something that made you really sad that day or really happy that day. Boom. Now you've got a series of parameters to start coming up with how to construct a tale for me to entertain me or to make me feel miserable, to divert me. Let's say that. Use the old 1800s term. So limitations do make you, they tend to make creative people even more creative in order to solve the problem of the parameters. Accountability is another thing altogether. Now, time management, we've talked a lot about that on Art and Story, and I think it's an evergreen topic. It's a topic you can come at again and again and again because there's a million ways to deal with time management. But a big one is accountability. And how do you make yourself accountable? Well, you can set your own sort of your own time frames for things. Oh, by this date, I'm going to have this accomplished. But every one of us have broken our own promises to ourselves. I am going to go out on a limb and say that that's probably true of every artist, that we make certain deadlines for ourselves, and for one reason or other, life just gets in the way, and we break our promises. It happens. And you can have a freelance deadline. That helps a lot. You know, if a client is waiting and the clock is ticking, you do what you can to get that thing done. And you find creative ways to do that, too. But it gets the darn thing done. Another thing that makes you accountable is to be public with what you're doing. And this is where one of the reasons I had Ryan Estrada on Comics Are Great. But I had him on because I wanted to promote his projects. I think it's interesting. But also because it jives very well with something I've been thinking a lot about. Now, Ryan is put himself under the gun to say, I'm going to create an animated feature, a feature-length animated film, rather, in 1 month, 31 days. It's like the 30-day character design project that we just went through in November, right? And that's great. But how is he going to make sure that it happens? Well, he decided that he's going to publicize the entire process on his Tumblr log. And that's 1 month animated feature.tumblr.com. And this is one of the reasons why I want to stream my workday more often, is to make myself more accountable for the time that I'm spending. If I'm on camera and people are watching me, I'm not going to feel as eager to loaf off or go check Twitter or to, go get that extra cup of coffee and stand around a little bit and maybe read the news. There's a camera watching me, and I should work. Now, let me say, there is the added bonus of creating extra content out of your workday, and that helps create more Google juice, so more people will find you when they're searching for interesting things, and so it helps your career from a promotional standpoint. But that's really a secondary or tertiary concern for me, because I don't even really care. At least I'm not setting out to create a live stream that hundreds of thousands of people are going to watch. Even if nobody watches, the thing's being recorded. And so there's a documentation of my work time being spent there. A variation on this is something I've been pursuing locally here in Ann Arbor. I contacted one of the places where I work, where I do a lot of teaching, and I said, this particular place offers studio space for the faculty to use for their own artwork. Now, this is more along the lines of, they have, a ceramic studio and, an actual painting studio and a jewelry-making studio, and it's meant for them to be able to get an extra value add to working there by getting to access the facilities. I don't need much in the way of facilities for what I do. I just need a desk and paper and pens, right? But the idea did occur to me that what if I were to go there once a week and just log in 6 hours in their studio? Now, remember, I don't have to do this. I've got my own art studio, and it's a cool one. But go to their studio and just be there for 6 hours a week. One, to force myself to actually shower first thing in the morning and get dressed first thing in the morning and treat my freelance work more like a job. But also, it would create an opportunity for me as a faculty member to have open office hours all day for my students that I teach in Ann Arbor. They could come while I'm there and they could talk to me while I'm working if they have any questions. I'm just in the process of investigating this, so I probably won't know if I'm going to do this or not until mid-January. But the idea is the same, is use video streaming to make myself accountable for the time that I have allotted to work on this thing, whatever I'm working on that day. I know Casey Van Heis of wintersandlavelle.com does this. Tracy Williams of Goodbye Chains, she does this. They live stream while they're working on their latest comics update. I know a lot of cartoonists do this, and I'm sure that's a part of the overall reasoning why you would want to stream something live. So there's the social component. Yeah, you get to hang out with other artists and talk. But what happened today to me on when I was streaming on Justin TV. By the way, it's jersey.tv. I've got that URL and I'm pointing it at my Justin TV channel. So I don't have to say justintv.com/jerseydros. Just Jersey TV. That's all you need to know. While I was working, I was getting questions from some of the folks that were watching. Jaw Dog from the forums was there. Raymond Manila and Casey Van Heist herself showed up. And, there were some interesting questions being batted around about, how do you get this kind of line? How do you get that kind of line? How do you keep your stuff looking fresh? And I got to have, a sort of a teachable moment, sharing my experience as best I can with other people who were enjoying what I was doing. And there's another component that I think is big. And this, again, this is a tertiary component. But people were watching, and some of them liked what they saw, and that felt good. It feels good to have somebody watch and say, "Wow, that's neat how you did that," while you're working on it. Let's face it, cartooning is a very solitary affair. We work for hours and hours and hours alone in our studios, and just getting a little pat in the back like that while you're working can work wonders on keeping your morale high and helping you get the job done. So it makes you feel like you're under pressure because you're being watched, but it also has the opportunity to give you a little morale boost as people enjoy what they're seeing. So, yeah, I'm super excited about this, as you may have guessed by now. And I'm super excited about the fact that I finally got this app working for me. I'm crossing my fingers, mind you. I mean, who knows? The next time I try to use the Justin TV app, it may crash every 5 minutes, and it'll be very, very frustrating, and it'll slow me down. But I'll keep on testing it, and I'm going to keep on producing content on it, because one of my goals for 2011 is to stream more of my workday, make more of my workday public, not because I'm some kind of nutty, Googler guy who thinks that everything should be out in the open, but because, as I just pointed out over the last 9 minutes or so, that it does help create a sense of urgency to what you're doing during the workday. And I felt like I got a decent amount of work done in the 58 minutes that I streamed today. And I, Yeah. And you know, it also, yeah, like I said, it opens up that process to more people who don't know what it takes to be a cartoonist. So at any rate, yeah, technology is cool, but what it affords us to do, I think, is much more interesting to think about. And applications of those things are much more interesting to think about. As at the time of this recording, my YouTube channel has opened up the restrictions on uploads. However, when I try to upload Justin TV videos to YouTube, it automatically tries to split the videos because it's still operating under the assumption that you can't upload more than 15 minutes of video to that site anymore, still. So I'm waiting on that to be changed, because it'd be really neat if, after the fact, once I'm done streaming, I could put that video on YouTube as well. But it's not the end of the world. Like I said, I've got the URL pointing at the Justin TV channel. So I'm thinking at this point that that's going to be my home for video streaming. And YouTube could be like the channel where I put my more refined videos, where I actually put intro and outro bumpers and all that stuff. So, them's my thoughts today. I got more coming this week because a lot of stuff's been happening. I was kind of quiet last week, but I'm going to pick up the pace and make up the difference for some Thunder Punches that I'm behind on. But it's mostly because I was kind of locked to the computer last week with a lot of prep for Kids Read Comics and some really exciting stuff that's going on in the lead-up to the Kids Read Comics celebration. It's no longer called a convention, it's a celebration. But more on that later. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do this without you. Stay tuned to the forums, because we're going to be rolling out some new things with the Art and Story podcast in the weeks to come, and we'll be announcing some things specifically for you guys in the forum in those weeks to come. So stay tuned for that, and nothing left to say except thanks again for listening, and I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.